This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Season 1, Episode 4.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Productive Muslim Podcast, the weekly podcast where we help you live a productive lifestyle so that you can be successful in this life and the hereafter.
Assalamu alaikum, productive Muslims. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mifra Maruf, and this week I have for you an episode that is a continuation of what we covered last week. So last week we had on Brother Wa'il Ibrahim to speak about the topic of pornography addiction. So in this podcast, we covered things such as what it is, how do people get trapped in this addiction, and how to get out of it. So in this second part, we will be covering the how to get out of it part more and getting really deeper into it. So we'll be mentioning certain resources, tools that you can use, books that you can read into, and all of this will be available on our show notes, which you can find at productivemuslimpodcast.com/5. So that is the number 5. So before I start, I just want to invite you all to listen to the first episode if you have not heard it before, so that way you can better follow on to today's episode. Although if you have not listened to last week's episode, then you can still listen to this one and then go back to that one again. Also, another thing that I want to mention is some of you have been writing into us asking about what is the RSS feed for this podcast so that they can be able to subscribe using their own podcast player. So pretty much, if you want to find out the RSS feed for this podcast, I've made for you a shortened link, so you can just go to productivemuslimpodcast.com/RSS. So again, productivemuslimpodcast.com/RSS. And then from there, you'll be redirected to the RSS link, the entire link, which you can put into your favorite podcast player and listen to the podcast. That being said, if that message about the RSS feed just went over your head and you had no idea what I was talking about, then that's all right. You can still be able to subscribe to our podcast using iTunes. You can just head over to iTunes podcast area and search up Productive Muslim. Or if you want a mobile app for other devices, then you can check out Stitcher Radio. So you can find all these links on how to be able to subscribe to our podcast by just heading over to our main website, productivemuslimpodcast.com. And there you'll be able to find out how to subscribe. All right, so now that's out of the way, let's start our episode.
Is pornography a problem in your life? Is it a problem in your marriage? It doesn't have to be. You can beat it. Join Brother Wa'il Ibrahim for his new and exclusive Beat It course. Head over to productivemuslimacademy.com for more information.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you and how's everyone at your side, the Productive Muslim team?
Please, alhamdulillah, they're all well and we're all really excited to actually record this second part because after we released the first interview of this series, we've had some great feedback, thousands of downloads, and many of our audience were wondering, okay, when's the second part coming out?
I received a lot of emails and I wanted to also inform the listeners that everyone who's listening to these episodes and feels that it is the time to break free from pornography, don't ever feel ashamed to contact me, inshallah. Everything will be confidential and no one would know that you are suffering from this issue, and I will deal with it professionally as I can, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah, that's awesome. Okay, so, I mean, we'll just get straight into the questions because I know that after we released that first interview, we'd had questions as well with regards to, okay, how do I get out of this? So I start off with my first question that I have here. And so I want to know, how does a person find themselves with a pornography addiction? Meaning, as in, what are some behaviors, actions that take place before they find themselves stuck with addiction, with this addiction?
Okay, it is the concept of a little bit wouldn't harm. You know, this one of the most dangerous behavior that a person fall into is that a little bit here and there wouldn't really harm me. Yes, it's haram. I know it's haram, but you know, we are young and we're not married. So I'm just going to have a little bit of it. And inshallah, later on, I will repent. That concept a little bit, you will find yourself addicted and you can't actually get out of your, this state of addiction. So this is one of the things that we should really be worried about. And that is, we should always, all the time, lower our gaze. And some people, when I talk to them and tell them, lower your gaze, they don't like that advice. You know, my brothers and sisters, I cannot find better than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran about lowering your gaze. I cannot find what better than what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself advised the youth regarding this matter, and that is to lower our gaze. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Tell to the believing men and to the believing woman to lower their gaze, and as a result, their chastity, their private parts would be protected. So these are some of the behaviors, and that is to have a little bit here and a little bit there. Another thing also that can lead to this addiction is the what we call normal movies, normal TV series, sitcom, and so on and so forth. Because in our time, there is not a single movie, not a single TV series that has no sexual image.
Yeah.
There is none. Yeah, according to all the reviews and all this, there's one of the books that I would recommend at the end, written by Pamela Paul. It is called Pornified. She's trying to tell the readers that actually we have been living in a pornified society. Everything is evolving around nakedness, nudity, and sex, and so on and so forth. So if we don't protect our gaze from that little bit here and there, then we will find ourselves addicted. The third point that I wanted to mention, and that is the final stage. This is where the person find themselves jailed within the cell of pornography. And that is when they go to porn, when they go to watch pornography films and so on and so forth, while they themselves don't want to, they don't want to watch, yet they find themselves without, you know, any power of their own going and watching porn. And that is an absolute sign of the addiction. And in this case, I advise them to immediately seek the help, the necessary help, inshallah.
Yeah, so it's pretty much the first one being, okay, they're like in individual things, okay, I'm just going to do a little bit here, a little bit there. And then the second is the entertainment today, pretty much.
Yeah.
And the third one being how a person finds themselves pulled to wanting to watch things like this.
Yeah, like I have been receiving a lot of emails from people who are addicted to pornography who say actually that they are religious people, that they are doing a lot of good charitable works. People look up to them and so on and so forth. Yet this is the only thing that makes them feel that they are hypocrites, that they are not as good as they should be. So this is a dangerous sign of addiction that a person should, inshallah, seek help right away.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. With regards to like how porn is today and how accessible it is today, and it's just a click away. And now you mentioned how it's also within entertainment and it's just everywhere. And my question is, how can an individual protect themselves from it?
Okay, there are a lot of points. Like, you know, we cannot really cover everything in a small episode, but I will give small tips that inshallah can help in a great way. Number one, avoid being alone. Avoid being alone. This is an Islamic advice. You know, whenever you're alone, the shaitan is with you. I think that was a saying by Umar ibn al-Khattab that a single person, shaitan can overpower him easily, but he's away, far away from two persons, three persons. Whenever we're in company, shaitan is a bit far away from us. So avoid isolation. Avoid being alone, because that's the time where you can do that sin. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended sexual intimacy to be between partners, between a husband and a wife. Of course, we are referring to the lawful intimacy, right? In a husband and a wife. It's not an individual thing. And subhanAllah, because pornography is done in secret, that's what makes it haram. That's what makes it, you know, against the purpose of sexual enjoyment. It's against the norm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created. So avoid isolation. Don't ever allow yourself to take your cell phones, your iPads, your laptops, any device with internet connection. Don't ever take it to your bedroom. leave it outside. All these preventions, right? They say prevention is better than cure. So all these things can prevent you from accessing these haram elements.
Yeah.
Another thing very, very important, and that is related to productivity now, is to, and alhamdulillah, I receive a good feedback from some of my clients who actually appreciated that tip, and that is to create a list of things that you love, things that you really like doing, things that you enjoy doing. So create that list, sit, you know, with yourself or with a group of friends and write down these things one after the other. Now you have got a lot of options, mashallah, to choose from. Then immediately work and participate in one of those, you know, I call them passions. It has to be something that you're passionate about. Participate in that. Volunteer, for example. If you like volunteer work, volunteer in that act. If you like sport, enroll yourself in any of the nearby clubs that can, you know, make yourself busy. Keep yourself busy with something else that you like, something healthy that you can, you know, inshallah, achieve success in it. And that can eliminate any sort of addiction that you might fall into. Another also thing, which is psychologically very helpful as well, is to develop within yourself what scholars actually of that field will call it zero tolerance for pornography. And Islamically, I would say, like, we have to treat it like alcohol. You know, how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كثيره مسكر قليله حرام. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anything that intoxicates in great quantity, even a little bit of it, is haram.
Yeah.
So tell my brothers and sisters, treat pornography in the same way how you treat alcohol, how you treat that evil, which the Prophet ﷺ called the mother of all evil. I would say that one of the greatest evils after alcohol, of course, because you cannot add over the words of the Prophet ﷺ, but one of the greatest evils after alcohol is pornography today. So develop that, you know, zero tolerance for it. And that psychologically can help you, inshallah, whenever you remember it. Whenever these flashbacks comes in your mind, you can divert your attention somewhere else. And how to divert your attention somewhere else? By creating this list that we have mentioned earlier. Yeah.
How you were mentioning about prevention and how you were saying about, okay, a person shouldn't spend time alone too much or like keep themselves busy. It just sounds like a person is more vulnerable to these addictions when they have too much free time. Would you say
exactly? That's why the Prophet ﷺ said that two favors or two blessings that neglected health and free time. So when you are healthy, you tend to forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to run around and show off your, you know, health and show how fit you are and show how beautiful you are in that outfit and so on and so forth. When you are healthy, you're wasting time. Most of the people, yani, we don't care of our health at young age. And free time, when we have free time, we tend to do anything but, you know, productive work. That's why we have to seize the opportunity when you are young and when you're young and healthy and when you have free time. When you have free time, fill that time with something beneficial.
Yeah.
Fill it. Don't ever sit and look at the ceiling wondering what to do. No. You have to have a plan. You have to have a list of doing, you know, items that you love, items that you really care about. I want to tell you something, Yanni. I don't mind talking about myself, but this is for the benefit of those who are listening.
Yeah.
When I was young, I actually hated reading. I didn't like reading at all.
Most people.
Really, sister? No, I hate text. Like, you know, I have a friend of mine also who hate text, but I'm not gonna mention his name.
Yeah.
When he say whenever it's a book, I feel like vomiting. You know, sorry about using that word, but this is what do you feel about reading? You know, see how heavy it was. So I remember that I'm a big fan of, you know, soccer game, and in Egypt there was that big team I used to support, and they have this magazine that comes every Thursday, I remember, and I used to purchase this, the first one, I believe, I'm the first fan purchasing this in the early morning, but I never read it. Only the big, you know, captions and so on, and that's it. But I never go into the details.
Yeah.
But subhanAllah, sister, today I have developed that habit of reading a book every single day.
Wow.
I'm reading And I don't believe it I don't believe it. And if I don't read a complete book, at least I will go through the most important chapters to me. And if I cannot even go to that details, I have downloaded certain apps. Maybe if some people wanted to know these apps, there's an app called Blinkist. There's an app called, just let me check quickly. There's another app I'm using for reading books. Get Abstract. These apps gives you summaries of books. So if you don't have time to read an entire book, 150 pages, 200 pages and more, at least develop this habit. So don't ever let free time, lead you to sin, lead you to something that is, unpleasant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah. And on that note of free time, young people generally have more free time because it's just they have less responsibilities. And so they can have that time in which they can be able to sit down and play with their devices and be more like easily fall into this. And my theory is right now. Would you say that a lot of the people who come to you for help are young people that fall into this?
Majority are young people. High school age, like 15, 16, 18, that kind of age. Yeah. Many people, the majority actually, according to statistics, the majority of people who are addicted and involved in these activities are the young, young people. If they don't really utilize that time now, then they will lose a lot of things in the future. You know, the Malcolm X, I believe he said, future is belong to those who prepare for it today. So if you don't prepare what you want to be in 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now, how you wanted to contribute to the community, then you're going to do nothing. You're going to just live and die like millions of others who never contributed anything to themselves, to their family members, to their society, to their religion. And we Muslims, we should live for that deen. We should live to contribute to that deen, to contribute to the people of that deen. And if we wasted our time just watching this filth, then nothing's going to be achieved.
So what about in the role of protection, like protecting individuals from pornography addiction? What role can family members play? Because say if a family member knew someone that was addicted to pornography, but that person didn't really care about it that much, or even they just want to protect their family who haven't been arrested yet.
Okay. One of the very important thing is for the family members, parents, is to get well acquainted with modern technology. They have to know how the laptop is being operated, the smartphones, how they are operated. Because many times you see parents, they are not even interested to hold these cell phones and these devices. And therefore, their children are much more aware of what's happening in our time. And so when they access these things, the parents thinking that they are making their assignments, they are just, having games or something like that. So number one, we have to know what is happening in today's time. We have to know about the internet just to be well acquainted. Secondly, we have to educate ourselves as parents about this industry. Like, I'm talking to you now, and behind me over 70 books just talking about that subject. Other than other, papers, research papers and articles, and hundreds of them. If we don't know what is happening, how can we offer any solution, right? How can we offer any protection? And these books and these minds who spend years researching this topic, they have offered a lot of tips. So we don't have to just sit and wonder what to do. Actually, the tips are there on bookshelves, just Muslims need to read. This is very important. So educate yourself. Establish this something very important within one's house. You have to establish a policy. You have to establish a policy of no internet after 8 p.m., for example. 8 p.m. is family time, dinner time, and that all of us, we should sit together and talk about what happened throughout the day and discuss matters that is maybe confusing the kids. There are many kids amongst the ummah today who don't believe in God at all. They became atheists. We have to discuss these on the dining table. We have missed this memory. I was talking to one of my colleagues today. I told him that I miss, eating with my family members on this pallet. We have a ground pallet at home, like a dining table, but on ground. We used to sit together, and that was like a holy time for us. No one, you know, is allowed not to eat during that time. We are missing that environment. Everybody, even on the dining table today, is busy with his device. So we need to establish a policy, rules. You know, I moved to a certain country, as you know, and in my new house, I have prepared, my family is coming to join me soon. So I'm preparing a corner in that house with a big poster that says what? Devices parking lot. Devices parking lot.
That's interesting.
Because that, and you establish these kind of policy and you create one at the same time and make drawing and something like that. Everyone would be required to park his device after 8 p.m. 8 p.m. is our family time. We go out together, no phone calls anymore. People lived without phones at certain time and they were happier.
We tend to forget that.
Why shouldn't we experience this for a few hours a day? That no devices, no phone calls, nothing, no text messages. And guess what? When you go back the next morning, the device would be there, text would be there, everything would be the same, nothing's going to change, the sky will remain blue. So we have to just give up some of these things that actually the tools that we are using to get to a'adhu billah these filth. And lastly, which is also very important, is, and that is related to the point of education, is to install some of the filters. There are a lot of software that were developed to fight pornography addiction and pornography in general. And these filters should be installed on every single device in the house. And if any boy or girl tried to access these websites, it would be blocked automatically through these software. Yeah. There are other software also that can actually send a report to parents, like what my son is doing on his laptop or device. So get these. There's one which is very popular, popular software, and I believe that it has improved in a great way. It's called K9, letter K and number 9. You can search it on Google. It's free. Install it. And normally it requires more than one member to subscribe for one account, like two members or three members for one account. Why? Because if any of the children try to access pornography, then a report will be sent to parents, for example, if they are part of the subscription. So these are some of the things that can really protect the family from pornography.
And it really makes sense that these protection and these measures are taken place in order to protect the family. Because like, say if it's like a very cold day outside, I mean, we protect ourselves by wearing the adequate, you know, clothing to keep ourselves from the cold. And in the same way, it's just as important to protect ourselves in when we let our children or teenagers just get on the internet, because some elderly and everyone, like, they don't quite understand how risky the internet can be. It is very beneficial, but at the same time, there's a back alley.
Absolutely. Like how we get beneficial information. Sometimes we read Quran on it. We watch a beautiful video of a good reminder and so on and so forth. The same tool we can use for harmful things. So that's why I said we have to get well acquainted.
That's true.
Yeah, we cannot prevent it. We cannot, we cannot tell our children, no devices, these are danger. They will go and seek these devices
outside.
They will be used to them outside in the schools and so on and so forth. So we have to be very practical. These devices are very, very beneficial. They are suitable for that age and time. However, we have to protect ourselves from the harm that can cause.
That's true. So now moving on to the topic of cure now, like if a person is addicted, like how long does it take for them to become completely free of this addiction?
There is no specific time for everyone. And I could say that, you know, this addiction is built like one day after the other, one week after the other, one month after the other. Like, you know, most of the emails that I'm receiving, at least a person will say that I've been addicted for 3 years. That's the least. That's the least. No one would email me telling me that I've been watching for 3 months and I wanted to quit. So the minimum is 3 years. There are some people who tell me that I've been addicted for 17 years, for 15 years. For 20 years, for 30 years. And those people who are addicted and have been watching these things for that number of years We cannot just tell them that inshallah in a matter of a week or two you will be good to go. Quitting
I
want to make it clear to our reader, to our listeners. I want to make it absolutely clear that quitting porn is not easy. Quitting porn requires people who really sacrifice a lot of things that they like in order for them to be pure and clean. So you have to be serious about it. So I cannot really specify an actual time for quitting porn. I could say that if you stop watching for a year and a half, then you can say congratulations, you are on the path of recovery. We cannot say that you are absolutely clean, that you are absolutely good to go on your own. You have to maintain the same strategy that you have used since the time you quit porn. You have to maintain that lifestyle. I don't remember if I gave that example during the last episode, but I would say that if I lost weight, if I'm planning to lose weight, and if I started eating the right food, doing the right exercises, and after a month or two, I lost like 15 pounds or maybe 15 kg and something like that, then I cannot after this 1 month or two, go back to the junk food that I used to eat. No, I have to maintain a healthy food and healthy lifestyle so that I can maintain that weight or I can maintain that shape. The same thing apply to pornography. If you quit, if you lower your gaze, go all the way until you meet your Lord with that strategy. But a time frame cannot be really granted to every single individual.
Yeah, that's true. And so I really like that example that you gave about a person losing weight and using this as an example for quitting. And it's the first time I'm hearing it myself, because when I think about that example, it reminds me that, okay, some people have to lose more weight than others, and that will take longer. In the same way, a person can be addicted to porn for many, many years, and that person will take longer towards quitting. And in the same example that you gave as losing weight, it's not going to be an easy task. There's going to be a lot of sacrifices. You have to sacrifice the things that you love, and in this case, your electronic devices, and just the things have to change in your life, and it's going to be uncomfortable, like the same way you have to do when you want to lose weight.
Yes, and I mentioned on the blog of Productive Muslim in one of the articles, so just to let the listeners know, those who didn't read the articles, that we have also two-part articles, actually like an interview type of an article, that we met. Even that there will be some kind of withdrawal symptoms, like, you know, the person who quit for a month, for two, for three, they will start experiencing some mood swinging, some anxiety type of thing, you know, a little bit of sad mood and so on and so forth. So these things you have to understand that it's not going to be easy to quit. It's not like, you know, you're going to experience happiness right away after you quit. No, you're going to go through that struggle. And then inshallah, the path of happiness, the path of, you know, recovery is going to be later. Inshallah, just be patient for a couple of months, 6 to 8 months. I'm telling those people who are addicted, you will go through these phases for 6 to 8 months at least.
Yeah.
Before being completely happy and satisfied. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good that we're being very practical with how long it would take. And it's not going to be an easy journey, but it's one that's worthwhile and worth it.
Yes, it's the path to Jannah itself is not easy. Yani,
that's true.
The path to Jannah is not easy. You have to struggle, and this is part of our, you know, journey in life. حسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Do people think that they will be left, you know, on their saying we believe without being tested? No, Allah is going to test us. Allah is going to put us into trials so that He can differentiate between those who are truthful, true believers, and those who are hypocrites and liars. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to purify our, inshallah, hearts and minds.
Ameen.
And alhamdulillah, we are about to depart. You know, Ramadan is about to depart. So seize the opportunity of these last few days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to observe Laylatul Qadr. Seize the opportunity. Big Allah. If we are talking about the cure and how to get this out of our behavior, seek Allah's, call upon Allah day and night. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things, inshallah.
With regards to the steps towards quitting, if you were to just mention the top three, what would they be? Just three things.
Top three. Okay.
Yeah, because I know there's a lot, but yeah, just.
Yeah, there are a lot, and all curing tips. Also, what works for others, what works for some may not work for others. Mm. So we have to understand this. But there are some essential things that we have to, all of us, all people who are into this have to take care of. Number one, and that is one of the most important thing, is to tell someone else about your addiction. You will never be able to win the battle of pornography addiction on your own. This is an established fact. You cannot. You're exactly like we gave an example of people who are addicted to drugs like cocaine and heroin and all that. They cannot get free from their addiction on their own. They have to go to a rehabilitation center, and there even sometimes they will handcuff them because they react to these drugs in a violent way sometimes. So you cannot get rid of this addiction on your own. You have to tell someone. Tell someone who you trust, someone really trusted, a friend, someone who will not take your secret and publish it on Facebook, for example.
Yeah.
You have to tell someone who's responsible, someone who may be professional coach, and so on and so forth. Number two, create one of the authors of the books that I have here, one of the best books that I will recommend, inshallah, at the end. I will tell the titles later. But he mentioned that create a porn-free environment.
So what's that?
Stay away from anything that may lead to a relapse. Stay away, like we said earlier, stay away from movies and music videos and mingling with the opposite sex without any necessity and all these things. This can help you a lot. Because pornography, and even within your room, change the environment in your room. Because normally addiction is also linked to our environment. So, for example, if you remember the narration of the Prophet ﷺ, where he mentioned it was a man who killed 99 persons. And we know the entire story without repeating it again and again. Everybody, I believe that they have heard that narration of the person who killed 99 persons. And the advice that was given by the scholar after he killed the sheikh, so he made them 100, the advice that was given by that scholar is what? Leave that town.
Change the environment.
And as a result, he was admitted to Jannah. And he made the effort to change the environment. So this is one of the most powerful things that can cause a change in your life. Change your environment and automatically your habits will change. And those who cannot leave the country, cannot leave their houses, at least make a change within your own room. Spray nice fragrance, maybe change the colors of the walls, change positions of the bed, and so on and so forth. And that could create an impact on you positively, inshallah. And number three, take care of your physical body and health in a way that, whenever you have this urge, this is one of the things maybe we'll discuss in a while. Whenever you have that urge, go for physical exercises. If you like it, if you don't like it, maybe go for a little walk. So number one, we said tell someone.
Yep.
Number two is create a free, porn-free environment. And number three, take care of your physical appearance. Eat healthy, exercise if you like exercise. If you don't like exercise, at least eat that which is healthy that can keep you fit. Because the more you are healthy, the more, your brain is also alert to what is harmful and what is not. Yeah,
I really like that. So it's tell someone about addiction, change your environment, and take care of your physical body. So top three tips that comes to mind towards
some of the most important points. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're getting close to the end of the interview, and I know that throughout the interview you mentioned some resources, like including a book, and you also mentioned about the filter and different things. So I just want to ask you, can you please tell us more resources and things that our listeners can get access to that can help towards, quitting this addiction and getting it out of our lives?
Okay.
Before you start mentioning it, I just want to let everyone listening to this that you don't have to take note of these ones, because everything, I'll be adding it into the blog post, which would be on our website at productivemuslim.com. So you can find all the resources mentioned here, including the previous article that we had earlier on the website. So you can access that through our website. Okay. Yeah.
Jazakallah. We wanted to make it very clear that the best education is the deen education, the Islamic education. Before recommending any of these books, I wanted to advise my brothers and sisters to start getting serious about learning the deen, learning the religion of Islam, learning from the scholars. So obtain the necessary books, listen to well-established lectures by scholars of the deen, get education about the deen. The more your knowledge grow in the deen, the more your faith is also increased. The resistance within you will increase as well. Your willpower will be more stronger. So here are eight, I think I'm going to recommend eight books that are absolutely necessary for anyone who is either addicted to porn or someone who wanted to help others to break free from this habit. Two of them are related to things on habit itself. One is called The Power of Now. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment. And that is, the author is called Eckhart Tolle. This is one of the best selling books, over 5 million copies, they say, have been sold, and something that helps you to get things done right away without procrastinating, you know. The second book I'm going to recommend is called The Power of Habit. Why we do what we do and how to change. And this is related to changing the cycle of our routine. How can we really do something differently? And this is related to pornography because it becomes an addictive habit. Yeah. So this is absolutely, will give you the science behind how can we create a change in our lives. The remaining books are particularly written regarding pornography. And that is, one of them is called The Drug of the New Millennium, The Brain Science Behind Internet Pornography Use, written by Mark B. Castleman. And he's discussing three powerful principles. And he's calling it as a guarantee to protect your family. So this is can be used by addicts themselves and also by the family members. And it includes the copy that I purchased. It includes a DVD set even to guide you through the whole process of that program.
Yep.
A book written by Pamela Paul. It's called Pornified, How Pornography is Damaging Our Lives, Our Relationship, and Our Family. And this is a factual books. This is one of the factual books that discusses about the danger of pornography and the consequences that it may lead to. Another book, it's called The Truth Behind the Fantasy of Porn. And this is written by ex-porn star. Her name is Shelley Loban. That's the author. And she's also discussing the secrets of the industry of pornography and how she broke free from this environment. And the more you read her book about, because she was in the industry, the more you read her book, the more you feel disgusting about this industry. And that is what I wanted actually the people to feel. When you feel disgusted with this industry, how could you watch them again? So Shelley Loban, although she became a Christian and she relates her change to her faith, we respect that. But it's I can see that it could also create an impact on the Muslims as well. There is also a book by Philip J. Flores, and it is called Addiction as an Attachment Disorder. So this book is discussing also the science behind addictions, and it's called, he's calling it attachment disorder. It's a brain disease, a brain disorder. Wal a'yadu billah, may Allah save us all. Another very useful book I found, it's called Fortify. And Fortify is also an entire program that is being developed over the time. And this is written by a group of dedicated people, and they have a website on the internet called Fight the New Drug. So they don't have an author for it. They just written the author written by Fight the New Drug because they have a very popular website discussing the danger of pornography and how to break free from it. And lastly, I want to recommend one of the best books that I've read on this subject, and that is The Porn Trap. The Porn Trap, The Essential Guide to Overcoming Problems Caused by Pornography, by Wendy Maltz and Larry Maltz. Very interesting book, very scientific, and also it includes a lot of tips on how to break free, and that is a must for everyone who's addicted to porn. And lastly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Ameen.
So that's a really good list of resources that a person can access to read more about this addiction, and inshallah be able to help them and help also family members and others, friends who know individuals who are addicted to porn. Okay, so
I want to make an announcement as well, that anyone who is suffering from this issue and really seriously wanted to break free, I also wanted them to contact me, if not for asking for help, at least for supporting my cause, for working with me as a volunteer. And people may wonder, can an addict work as a volunteer for others to break free? Yes, this is one of the cure. In fact, when you see people getting clean from the addictions, even though you're addicted yourself, it can leave an impact on you, and maybe in the long run, inshallah, you would be clean as well. So if you wish to contact me to be part of the volunteering teams that I'm creating everywhere I go regarding this, I'm training them, I'm telling them the science behind this addiction and how can they treat others, giving them a course on coaching, inshallah, and all this is done in alhamdulillah for free. And so get in touch, inshallah.
Yeah, that actually sounds really good, which is related to my final question that I wanted to ask, was how can our audience connect with you online?
Okay, number one, you have to, after I recommended so many books, I wanted to recommend my own book as well.
Yes.
So my book, Change, it was written actually for those who are addicted. And it is not a book that I claim to be the ultimate book for pornography addiction. Rather, it's one of the Islamic guidelines on giving you some motivations to stay away from porn. It has 30 quotes, 30 decisions, 30 entries. So inshallah, get that book if you can. If you cannot, just email me, inshallah, tell me I cannot afford it, I will be sending you for free, I don't mind, inshallah. How to get in touch with me via email will be the best, and my email is wael.ibrahim09@yahoo.com. this is the email that I check myself, inshallah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So that concludes the end of today's interview and the end of this two-part series. I just want to say Jazakallah Khair once again for coming on. Is there anything else you want to say that you didn't get to mention earlier?
Nothing much other than I wanted to remind those people who are addicted that we as elder generation now, I consider myself getting into that elder generation, I give this last advice to the youth, that actually our hope is you, that through you, the Muslim situation will change. Through you, you can do a lot for that deen, for Islam.
Yeah.
And we are 100% sure that you cannot do anything if you are addicted to porn or addicted to anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order for Islam to go back to the days of izzah and might and dignity, we need you, we need those young generation. And if you are stuck in that painful sin, then there is no hope for this ummah to be revived. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you the ability to make a change, a positive change that will impact the entire ummah. Ameen.
I mean, that's really profound. It's this porn addiction is actually preventing, pretty much allowing the world to benefit from their potential and change that they can bring about. That's really profound.
Yeah,
alhamdulillah. Well, Jazakallah Khair once again for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Wa iyyakum sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you and the entire team of Productive Muslim for giving me this opportunity. And I apologize that maybe my voice is a little bit weak because I have been in pain. And I ask everyone to make dua for me. Jazakumullahu khairan. And thank you so much once again for having me.
All right, so that wraps up today's interview. I pray that you have benefited from this. And if you were trying to keep track of all the notes and all the resources that was mentioned in this episode, don't worry about it. You can be able to head over to our website, productivemuslimpodcast.com/5, to find the show notes for this particular episode. Also, if you've enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review for us on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. So you can do so by heading over to productivemuslimpodcast.com/iTunes, and you'll be taken to the iTunes link. And if you're also on Stitcher Radio, then you can do so by productivemuslimpodcast.com/Stitcher. Now, the reason why reviews are important is that it helps us reach and benefit more people. So, you know, episodes like this, if you have found it beneficial, then there are more people in your position who will also be seeking things out like this and can benefit from it. So I really hope you can help spread the word about this. So that's about it from me. I hope to see you again next week, inshallah, on Friday for our next episode. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, be sincere and work hard.